Page 266. Chapter 19. How Beaumains came to the lady, and when he came to the castle, the gates were closed against him, and of the words that the lady said to him. Now turn we unto Sir Beaumains that desired of Lynette that he might see her sister, his lady. Sir, she said, I would fain ye saw her. Then Sir Beaumains had armed him, and they took his horse and his spear, and rode straight unto the castle. And when he came to the gate, he found there many men armed, and pulled up the drawbridge, and drew the port close. Then marveled he why they would not suffer him to enter. And then he looked up to the window, and there he saw the fair Lyonesse that said on high, Go thy way, Sir Beaumains, for as yet thou shalt not have wholly my love, unto the time that thou be called one of the member of the worthy knights, and therefore go labor and worship his 12 months, and then thou shalt hear new tidings. Alas, fair lady, said Beaumains, I have not deserved that ye should show me this strangeness, and I had weened that I should have right good cheer with you, and unto my power I have deserved thank, and well, I am sure I have bought your love with part of the best blood within my body. Fair courteous knight, said Dame Lyonesse, be not displeased nor over hasty, for wit you well your great travail nor good love shall not be lost, for I consider your great travail and labor, your bounty and your goodness, as me ought to do, and therefore go on your way, and look that ye be of good comfort, for shall be of your worship, and for the best, and purdy, asterisk purdy, indeed, return to text, a 12 months will soon be done, and trust me, fair knight, I shall be true to you, and never to betray you, but to my death I shall love you, and none other. Page 267. And therewithal she turned from her from the window, and Sir Beaumains rode awayward from the castle, making great dole, and so he rode here and there, and wist not nay where he rode, till it was dark night. And then it happened him to come to a poor man's house, and there he was harbored all that night. But Sir Beaumains had no rest, but wallowed and wreathed for the love of the lady of the castle. And so upon the morrow he took his horse and rode until Undern, asterisk Undern, about 9 a.m. or later, return to text. And then he came to a broad water, and thereby was a great lodge, and there he lit to sleep, and laid his head upon the shield, and betook his horse to the dwarf, and commanded him to watch all night. Now turn we to the lady of the same castle, that thought much upon Beaumains, and then she called unto her Sir Gringamore, her brother, and prayed him in all manner, as he loved her heartily, that he would ride after Sir Beaumains, and ever have ye wait upon him till ye may find him sleeping. For I am sure in his heaviness he will alight down in some place, and lie him down to sleep. And therefore have ye your weight upon him, and in the previous manner ye can take his dwarf, and go ye your way with him as fast as ever ye may, or Sir Beaumains awake. For my sister Lynette telleth me that he can tell of what kindred he is come, and what is his right name. And the meanwhile I and my sister will ride unto your castle to await, when ye bring with you the dwarf. And then, when ye have brought him unto your castle, I will have him in examination myself, unto the time that I know what is his right name, and of what kindred he is come, shall I never be merry at my heart. Sister, said Sir Gringamore, all this shall be done after your intent. And so he rode all the other day and the night, till that he found Sir Beaumains lying by a water, and his head upon his shield for sleep. And then when he saw Sir Beaumains fast asleep, he came stilly stalking behind the dwarf, and plucked him fast under his arm, and so he rode away with him as fast as he ever might unto his own castle. And then this Sir Gringamorne's arms were all black, and that to him longeth. But ever as he rode with the dwarf toward the castle, he cried unto his lord, and prayed him for help. And therewith awoke Sir Beaumains, and up he leapt lightly, and saw where Sir Gringamore rode his way with the dwarf, and so Sir Gringamore rode out of his sight. Page 268. Chapter 20. How Sir Beaumains rode after to rescue his dwarf, and came unto the castle where he was. Then Sir Beaumains put on his helm anon, and buckled his shield, and took his horse, and rode after him all that ever he might ride through marsh and fields and great dales, that many times his horse and he plunged over the head in deep mires, for he knew not the way, but he took the gainest, quickest, returned a text, way in that woodness, that many times he was like to perish. And at the last him happened to come to a fair green way, and there he met with a poor man of the country, whom he saluted, and asked him whether he met not with a knight upon a black horse, and all black harness, a little dwarf sitting behind him, with heavy cheer. "Sir," said this poor man, "hereby me, sir, came Sir Gringamore with the knight, with such a dwarf morning as ye say, and therefore I rede you not follow him, for he is one of the perilous knights of the world, and his castle is here nigh hand but 2 mile. Therefore we advise you ride not after Sir Gringamore, for if ye owe him good will. So leave we Sir Beaumains riding towards the castle, and speak we of Sir Gringamore and the dwarf. Anon, as the dwarf was come to the castle, Dame Lyonesse and Dame Lynette, her sister, asked the dwarf where was his master born, and of what lineage he was come. Page 269. "And but if thou tell me," said Dame Lyonesse, "thou shalt never escape this castle, but ever be here be prisoner." "As for that," said the dwarf, "I fear not greatly to tell his name, and of what kin he is come. Wit ye well, he is a king's son, and his mother is sister to King Arthur, and he is brother to the good knight Sir Gawain, (footnote 1), and his name is Sir Gareth of Orkney. And now I have told you his right name, I pray you, fair lady, let me go to my lord again, for he will never get out of this country until he have me again. And if he be angry, he will do much harm, or that he be stint, and work you rack, in this country, rack, strife," returned a text. "As for that threading," said Sir Gringamore, "be it as best it may, we will go to dinner." And so they washed and went to meat, and made them merry and well at ease. Because the Lady Lyonesse of the castle was there, they made him great joy. "Truly, madam," said Lynette to her sister, "well may he be a king's son, for he hath many good tatches on him, for he is courteous and mild, and the most suffering man that ever I met withal. For I dare say there was never gentlewoman reviled man in so foul a manner as I have rebuked him, and at all times he gave me goodly and meek answers again." And as they sat thus talking, there came Sir Gareth in at the gate with an angry countenance, and his sword drawn in his hand, and cried aloud that all the castle might hear it, saying, "Thou traitor, Sir Gringamore, deliver me my dwarf again, or by thy faith that I owe to the order of knighthood, I shall do thee all the harm that I can." Then Sir Gringamore looked out the window and said, "Sir Gareth of Orkney, leave thou boasting words, for thou gettest not thy dwarf again." "Thou coward knight," said Sir Gareth, "bring him with thee, and come and do battle with me, and win him, and take him." Page 270. "So will I do," said Sir Gringamore, "and me list, but for all thy great words thou gettest him not." "Ah, fair brother," said Dame Lyonesse, "I would he had his dwarf again, for I would he were not worth, for now he hath told me all my desire, I keep no more of the dwarf. And also, brother, he hath done much for me, and delivered me from the Red Knight of the Great Red Lands, and therefore, brother, I owe him my service afore all knights living. And wit ye well that I love him before all other, and full fain I would speak with him, but in no wise I would that he wist what I were, but that I were another strange lady." "Well," said Sir Gringamore, "sithen I know now your will, I will obey now unto him." And right therewithal he went down unto Sir Gareth and said, "Sir, I cry you mercy, and all that I have misdone I will amend it at your will. And therefore I pray that ye would alight, and take such cheer as I can make you in this castle." "Shall I have my dwarf?" said Sir Gareth. "Yea, sir, and all the pleasance that I can make you. For as soon as your dwarf told me what ye were, and of what blood ye were come, and what noble deeds you have done in these marches, then I repented of my deeds." And then Sir Gareth alit, and there came his dwarf, and took his horse. "O my fellow," said Sir Gareth, "I have had many adventures for thy sake. And so Sir Gringamore took him by the hand and led him unto the hall where his own wife was. Page 271, Chapter 21. How Sir Gareth, otherwise called Beaumains, came to the presence of his lady, and how they took acquaintance and of their love. And then came forth Dame Lyonesse arrayed like a princess, and there she made him passing good cheer, and he her again, and they had goodly language and lovely countenance together. And Sir Gareth thought many times, Jesu, what that the lady of the Castle Perilous were so fair as she was. There were all manner of games and plays, of dancing and singing, and ever the more Sir Gareth beheld that lady, the more he loved her, and so he burned in love that he was past himself in this reason. And forth toward night they yede unto their supper, and Sir Gareth might not eat, for his love was so hot that he wist not where he was. All these looks espied Sir Gringamore, and then at after supper he called his sister, Dame Lyonesse, unto a chamber, and said, Fair sister, I have well espied your countenance betwixt you and this knight, and I will, sister, that ye wit he is a full noble knight, and if ye can make him to abide here, I will do him all the pleasure that I can, for an ye were better than ye are, ye were well bewared, upon him. Bewared, bestowed. Return to text. Fair brother, said Dame Lyonesse, I understand well that the knight is good, and come he is of noble house. Notwithstanding, I will assay him better, howbeit I am most beholding to him of an earthly man, for he hath had great labor for my love, and passed many a dangerous passage. Right so Sir Gringamore went unto Sir Gareth, and said, Sir, make ye good cheer, for ye shall have none other cause. For this lady, my sister, is yours at all times, her worship saved, for wit ye well she loveth you as well as ye do her, and better if better may be. And I wist that, said Sir Gareth, there lived not a gladder man than I would be. Upon my worship, said Sir Gringamore, trust unto my promise, and as long as it liketh ye shall sojourn with me, and this lady shall be with us daily and nightly to make you all the cheer that she can. I will well, said Sir Gareth, for I have promised to be nigh this country this 12 months, and well I am sure King Arthur and other noble knights will find me where that I am within this 12 months, for I shall be sought and founded, if that I be alive. Page 272. And then the noble knight Sir Gareth went unto the Dame Lyonesse, which he then much loved, and kissed her many times, and either made great joy of other. And there she promised him her love certainly, to love him and none other the days of her life. Then this lady, Dame Lyonesse, by the assent of her brother, told Sir Gareth all the truth that she was, and how she was the same lady that he did battle for, and how she was lady of the Castle Perilous. And there she told him how she caused her brother to take away his dwarf.